Hey, how's it going, everybody? This is Sebastian Yancey, and I am so excited to share what all has happened since the last time you tuned in. I'm going to try to do it in 5 minutes, so make sure you pay attention because there was a lot of greatness that came from not just the board games that I've created, but the people and the places I've been able to have people play them. I'll go ahead and start with first Battle of the Brews. Finally was fully played all the way down to the very end with there being a winner. Now that is important for games, as I'm always trying to see, can this game come to a close? Is everything so understood that I'm not needed for questions? Yes, we're doing playtests endlessly, and yet at the same time, this is a small event, and I almost jumped subjects. But Battle of the Brews is finally where I want it to be, with everything being right from the beginning to the end. The battles, I took out so many things, and what was crazy was the game was a fun time with those things and cards that I took out. But what I realized is, since this is a drinking / social game, so you played outdoors at bars and social events, some of those parts of how the game is played requires too much thinking. And again, you're drinking and you're looking to talk to people and make new friends. So I had to eliminate parts of the game that, yes, were still kind of enjoyable, but two, in my eyes, took up too much time and or away from consistent gameplay. And here we are, it's at a close. So now it's more of an ironing out thing for me. Now, moving forward, the Battle of the Brews, I'll go ahead and openly say the Battle of the Brews board game tour did happen, and that was where I found out the success of it, and it was beautiful. But the following week, had family emergencies come up. All is well, so no worries, just send good vibes. And that kind of caused me to take a pause. But with that pause, some other really cool news came. We're 2 minutes and 30 seconds in, doing great, which is I got to have the opportunity to take a business board game idea to Austin, Texas for a company to play. Now, I said idea, hear me out. When I first had the concept to create such a game, it came because I went to a happy hour with a real estate company, Christy Berryhill. She invited me in. Listening to her leadership and how she not just manages but creates a rapport and a legit culture within her company, Lux Locators, by the way, in Dallas, it inspired me to then go in and really put something together. So in a week's time, in a week's time, my mind had already saw this concept, and now and I'm talking to a client who actually is in Austin, and she owns a business as well. And so I explained to her, like, I have this idea, which wasn't Christy Berryhill. This one was Tama. And then she said, you should definitely bring it by. So I love, one, her telling me I should bring it by. Two, caused me to go, I'm about to bring this to life, and this is more or less me breaking my own record. Let's do it. And three, I did it. I made that game. Hear me out. I made that game in a week. And I'm, you know what? I'm just now hitting 4 minutes. So if we go to six, that's okay. That's okay. Still under 10 minutes. Anyway, I'm super excited about this because I've made games in a couple of weeks' time before. But of course, there's like heavy, heavy implications and things that need to be changed. And that was way earlier when I was first starting off with this, which was just me just, I have an idea, splash, throw it on the paper, now let's do it. But the experience that I now have, the repetition from constantly creating now, comes with me already simultaneously thinking out for every one motion, there's 5 to 10 different actions I need to put there. For every rule, I need to put this many words to make sure people don't get confused, because now I'm understanding how to get a message across versus just writing something when it comes to rules in a way of which you understand. Now that right there is a new level of communication. Most times when we are speaking, or we're writing and such, we are aiming to just get it down, and we say it in a way, or write it in a way of which we get it. But that doesn't mean everyone else will understand. So my ability to write rules has grown exponentially. So I made the game, and I took it to Austin. Well, I'm in Austin right now, even as I say this. I brought it to Austin, and it was 8 players that played. So I'm like, okay, I can already expect this business game is going to be 8 players. And in case you're wondering, all right, well, it's a business game. You haven't told us how do you play? I don't, because at the same time, this is still a play test and me bringing this thing to life. But the most I can tell you is that the game is based around players starting alone and then coming together as a team of 2 to exit said floors within this business. And there are other things that they need as well to obtain. And as I did explain the rules, but I also had them all written out for everyone. And once they jumped in, they were in. And seeing them, and this is so big to me, seeing them communicate and see them read the cards as they have moments to pull cards and they're getting on tiles as everything is explained so clearly. Their facial expressions as they read was at first me going, oh my God, should I go help? And it was no. It was like, oh my God, this is a heavy card. I'm doing it to you. I saw the teamwork happen. I saw the attack of other players, and just the excitement and laughter. And the most important part, with the last 2 things are the most important part, and bring this to an end, was the game came to a close. It ended with a winner. And that, it's, just understand what I mean when I say that there are so many things now that I am processing so much faster, so much cleaner, for such so much more better game playtest experiences. So this is cool. And the last thing I'll say is they gave me their critiques, and I told them, I'm like, be open, share with me. And they did. They let me know, like, this right here, right, we should change, you should make this. And the things they said make so much sense. As I use this word on my Twitter account, I was seduced by their critiques. And the reason why is because I'm now at the point where there is no, oh my God, why'd you say this? Why'd you go against this rule? I am seduced by the critiques, hearing them tell me you should make this way. And to know my mind did not think about that, oh my God, it drives me crazy in all the right ways. Because now I'm going to change it for them. These are the consumers. These are the other people that are going to play. So when I can make this to the best ability, for everyone else, it's just the bomb. We hit 8 minutes. I went over. Yeah, I said 5. Sorry. It's okay. But that's this episode. Me disappearing for 2 weeks allowed me to create 2 games in 2 weeks, meaning from everyone. So being unavailable is a new thing of mine too. But that's for a different episode, and I'll explain that. That'll be more of an inspirational episode soon. I love y'all. Thank you for supporting. And be on the lookout, because big steps are now happening. As you see, I'm in Austin for a playtest at a company. Big steps are happening, y'all. Peace.